Welcome to Contrast. Richard Bennett, converted Catholic priest, now evangelist, presents Contrast. Your comments and questions will be greatly appreciated. Permission is given to record and copy the entire message. And now, here is Richard Bennett.
Welcome to our program. We call the program Contrast because we try to contrast things that are really different, and the difference tonight is the life of a devout young Roman Catholic lady who went into the convent for 16 years and what it is to be in Christ and living the life of faith with a surety that one is in Christ and has that eternal life that is the Lord's own. So with this short introduction, I really want to welcome you, Eileen Doran, to the program where we're going to deal with your life as a nun and when you came to know the Lord in your life. Could you begin by telling us something of your family background as a Catholic?
I grew up in an Irish Catholic home where the religious life and nuns and priests were very highly esteemed. And when I decided to enter the convent, my dad was very, very happy with it. My mom had been a Baptist and a Methodist through her years until she met my dad. And at 18, she converted to be a Catholic. Neither of them knew Jesus personally. But they took us to church every week, and they put us in a Catholic school. So I had a lot of contact with enough scripture to learn something about God and something about Jesus. But I learned a whole lot of other things too.
Yes, I can hear a little lilt of something Irish behind your American accent. Sort of amused, or you know, just being Irish myself. I don't think I have much of an Irish accent, but I just hear a little tweeny bit, and I was back in Ireland this year and I'm more sensitive. I know that you just have come from Irish stock and not Irish, but we're speaking to those who are Irish, those particularly who are Catholic, and those who really want to know about life in the Lord. And we're dealing with a lady who had gone into the convent and entered the novitiate quite young. Can you explain why you went into the novitiate, Eileen, and how young was it?
Well, when I got to first grade in the Catholic school, I can remember learning about Jesus and learning that he did die for my sins, and also learning all of the traditions and being attracted to the nuns. And I just decided at that point that I was going to give my life to God the way they had, and I was going to be a nun. And it was from the time I was about 6 years old. And then in the seventh grade, we had a visit from a girl who was in a preparatory high school for the group of nuns that were in the school where I was. And I wound up going to their boarding high school for high school. And from there, I was 13 at that point. And from there, going into the novitiate to be a postulant for a year, a novice for a year, and then to take first vows for 3 years, temporary vows, and then life vows after that, until I was, I guess, 12 years later. I was 29 when I left the convent.
Yes. Can you explain something what life was like for a nun on a daily basis? Like, many people are interested to know what it's like on the inside. What was a daily life of a nun like?
It was very regimented. It was according to a schedule. The bell rang, a very loud bell at 5:15 in the morning, and got you up, and you got down on the floor and kissed the floor and said a prayer and got dressed and down to the chapel by 6:15. And then there were morning prayers for about 15 minutes. There was a half hour of meditation individually in silence. And then there was Mass. And then from there we filed out to breakfast, and then we did chores around the building and where we lived. And then there was either going to school for several years or there was teaching. I taught for 8 years in high school while I was with the Sisters of Charity.
Yes. I have read many of the former nuns' stories. I never heard of anyone kissing the floor when you get up early in the morning, and this is something new. Is that with the Sisters of Charity in particular? I've never heard of that with other nuns.
It could have been that group. The idea was the humility, that you got up and you acknowledged to God that he was all and you were nothing. And what did we say? My God, I offer you this day all I shall think or do or say, uniting it with what was done on earth by Jesus Christ, thy Son. That was the prayer that we said.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe it was more to get you going than anything. I don't know, and to wake you up when you got down to the cold floor.
I don't know. It was a stark beginning to each day. Was it plain sailing, like just day after day, that life was regular, you could be assured that there was going to be no flurry, shall we say, or turmoil? Was it plain sailing, or how was it?
For certain things are plain sailing and certain things weren't. You certainly had the security of 3 meals a day, and you had a roof over your head, and you certainly didn't have to pay any bills all of those years, which made the adjustment difficult when you did leave. But it wasn't all smooth sailing, because as I lived the life of a nun, I was never sure whether I was doing enough, whether I was doing it right, and there was a lot of criticism from superiors, really, just to keep you in line and to make sure that you were doing what you should be doing, which is what you have to do with human beings that you're going to regiment like that. So it wasn't always a very comfortable place to be, and the relationships were very artificial. You weren't allowed really to have any close friendships, and it was all very austere and very external, I would say.
Yeah, well, I had been with the Dominicans in a priory, so I can identify with what you were saying, and particular friendships were absolutely forbidden, and we only had certain times for recreation. Was that the same with you, that there was only certain times in the day where you really could talk to the other nuns on a free basis?
For the 1 year when we were novices, right before you took your vows, you could only talk 2 hours during the day, from 1 to 2 in the afternoon and 7:15 to 8:15 in the evening. And again, it was very artificial, it was very staged, and the novice mistress was always listening to what you were saying, and when you went to her one-on-one